This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. That quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested the Biden administration is out of options to lower gas prices in America. While testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday, she continued to lay the blame on events outside of the United States.
Well, prices are very high, in part because of, importantly, because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That sinking feeling when your debit card fails.
Customers who shopped at grocery retailer Meijer on Tuesday ran into problems using their debit cards for the second time in the past month. Meijer, which has stores in Michigan and parts of the Midwest, said a processing error impacted Chase Bank, which caused the stores to accept only cash or credit payments. One credit union official spoke to WZZM about proactive measures everyone can take to protect their accounts.
Criminals are using the internet, sending out emails, putting fake logos in there. Consumers really need to pay attention to any email or text message that they get from their financial institution. And if it's asking for any information from them, delete it, contact the credit union directly.
At the end of May, some customers were charged double and triple the amount of their initial Meijer purchase. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As the January 6th Commission has hired a TV producer for their made-for-TV primetime telecast Thursday, some are calling this a propaganda stunt with the goal of keeping President Trump from running for office again. Peter Navarro, former trade advisor to President Trump, called the mostly partisan January 6th group on Newsmax a kangaroo committee, as his arrest says everything you need to know about their propaganda machine.
He's the FBI agent that the week before had woken me up early in the morning, banging on my door with a subpoena. I said, Walter, I live right across the street. And I do, right across the street from the FBI. Hey, you need me? Just call me. Or come on over and whatever you need, it's peaceful, right? So on Thursday night, instead of Patricia Lloyd calling my attorney, instead of Giordano calling me on the phone to voluntarily surrender, they cook up the worst kind of shock and awe political theater whereby they let me get up, have breakfast, like go to the airport, right? And then take me down, literally take me down with 5 FBI agents, all 145 pounds of me, right?
A traditional shirt worn by Ukrainian President Zelensky on Vishivanka Day, an annual holiday in May to celebrate the country's folk history, sold for $100,000 at a United 24 charity event in Washington, D.C. The money is set to aid Ukraine in its ongoing war against Russia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Bill Martinez.
Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we got James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor joining us now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing very well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I tell you, I'm especially excited about Tom Cruise coming back to the big screen with Top Gun Maverick, making it fashionable to be a man once again and to be American. Imagine that.
Yeah, really. You know, the old maxim in Hollywood, at least whispered maxim, is if you get woke, you go broke. And I guess so that they brought up another maxim now, thanks to Tom Cruise and Paramount for putting this out. You got to give them credit. This picture is the anti-woke picture.
It is.
People are hungering for, because it's pro-military, it's pro-American, it's pro-man, as you said. It's pro-masculinity. After the whole woke culture's attack, all of these things. And, you know, Tom Cruise, obviously this is an unusual project, because there's a 36 years between the original Top Gun and this sequel. And so what they had to do, if they were going to be true to the original, they would have to take the values of the original and at least end the characters and age them, which is, you know, which happened thanks to Father Time. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise is not the same punk he was back in 1986, fresh off of doing Risky Business, you know?
Yes. Right.
So now he's a mature officer, trainer of other fighter pilots, but they kept the values intact. They couldn't get all of the original stars, but they got Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, some others, and they brought in Jennifer Connelly as his romantic interest, but carried her character from a conversation
exactly
that took place in the original story. So she's the daughter of an admiral.
Yeah, the admiral's daughter. Now, you're not going to find Kelly McGillis in there, though. Just I'll tell you that up front.
No Kelly McGillis. I think Kelly McGillis kind of retired and moved away, and so they didn't use her. But the fact is, people hunger for this so much that people in the audience were clapping and screaming and happy. And, of course, the other thing that this film did is it defied the CCP in China, the
exactly.
Communist Party in China, that has been messing around with our scripts and our films and our content. And there was an early trailer that came out. There was a Chinese investor. It's actually a gaming company that was in this project that pulled out because of the fact that Paramount and Tom Cruise refused to kowtow, no pun intended, to their demands. And it had to do with the display of Japanese flags and more so the flag of Taiwan. A legitimate country, a legitimate independent nation. And we have people now in our government, people in entertainment, people in sports that will not say that.
And exactly.
Taiwan has.
Yeah, you can ask LeBron about that real quick too. He'll tell you what to say or what not to say, right?
Yeah, exactly. But in any case, it's a wonderful story, and it's great. You know, Tom Cruise. A lot of people don't know this, but Tom Cruise actually went to a seminary to become a priest, a Catholic priest. He was raised a Catholic long before he got into Scientology. I think those Christian Catholic values are inside of him, because the one thing, you know, Tom Cruise, he's had, I'd say his big knock is the Scientology, but you don't see Tom Cruise, you know, his picture on the post office. You don't see him getting arrested for drugs. You don't see him involved in abuse. And he has a reputation for just being like a super hard worker, perhaps a workaholic. He drives his, you know, his crew crazy. But, you know, I say you got to give him credit, because at least what he's done is a positive contribution. And we haven't seen a lot of those out of Hollywood. So we're
exactly
just and that's part of the reason it's so successful. And it proves it's going to change the paradigm a little bit. For the major studios, Paramount being a major studio, and it's one I'm intimately familiar with because I used to work there. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it sends a message, hey, listen, if you deliver the goods to the American people, you deliver them entertainment content that they really want, guess what? You can make a big profit without China.
Exactly. Well, 150 million, James. Memorial Weekend. Wow, talk about hitting the golden ring there. I mean, this was the biggest debut of his career, wasn't it?
Yes, it was the biggest debut of his career, and it's the biggest box office in the post-pandemic era. And remember, a lot of people in various states, and especially I have friends who say, "Hey, are the movie theaters open?"
You
don't
exactly
even know, you know. Yeah. And especially now, films are coming out, and a lot of them are either simultaneously streaming or streaming soon thereafter. They made the wise decision with this Top Gun sequel to not stream simultaneously, which I think helped the box office. But the biggest reason is we live in an age of social media and an age of buzz. That happens on that first weekend, and the buzz on this film was unbelievable. People from all over, just about everyone, in terms of people that got the highest cinema score grade on social media, there were raves across the political spectrum. This was not just a conservative movie. But I think it just shows people are hungering for...
Well, this is a response to pent-up demand, right? I mean...
Right.
You know, exactly. For lots of reasons. Like you said, not being able to get into a movie. But this is a movie that needed to be viewed on the big screen, though.
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, the production was amazing, especially, you know, in those flight scenes, the way they had the cameras. And this is... Tom Cruise is known for this because he does a lot of his own stunts. He wants organic special effects. And it was, there's something magical. It reminds me of an analogy to music. It's like the difference between electronically produced music and organically created music. Similarly with special effects, when they feel real because they are real.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's just, the production was amazing, and the acting and casting and the screenwriting. And, you know, the original director unfortunately passed away.
Right.
But the guy who took over just carried it forward. And, of course, Tom Cruise is a micromanager. He had his hand in everything. At his base, you look at Tom Cruise's career, the one thing you also can say for him, Tom Cruise cares deeply about his audience, more so than what he cares about. You know, he doesn't do a lot of vanity projects. He did a couple, but most of his career is audience-pleasing entertainment.
Exactly.
And that's, it's just, so you put all those things together and you have probably the biggest hit of the year.
Yeah, understandably. Got to go to break. Got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Even after 7 decades of ministry in Albania and Kosovo, it can be so exciting to hear the responses from listeners there on how the Tide radio broadcasts are impacting their lives. Like this listener in Kosovo who wrote, "I listen to the pastor on the radio every week. I really love to listen to the messages. I've learned a lot from them about how to face difficulties. Listening to the broadcast always makes me think and fills me with hope. It is encouraging to know that hearing our gospel broadcast in their own language is helping people connect with Christ. Stories like these remind us that the work we're doing produces tangible results, all for the kingdom of God. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Albania and Kosovo whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America.
America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday. You might say Maverick S, only because we were talking about so much about Maverick and Tom Cruise. And this is, you know, I think that the title of Maverick, and just to kind of tie up a little bow around our first conversation about Tom Cruise and the success of the movie, is just this Maverick attitude that I believe is a refreshing, welcoming attitude. Maybe we're just going to give rise to this Maverick attitude that's so needed in this country right now, James.
Well, we sure need a lot of courage.
Yes.
We need a lot of support for traditional values involving our respect for military and what military is supposed to be. And we also need that, you know, our basic American values. There's nothing wrong with patriotism.
Yes.
The woke culture wants to kill patriotism.
Exactly.
And patriotism, because it's equated with nationalism, is something that today's elite are trying to move us away from, but it's deep in our hearts, and they can't. And that's what this also shows.
Yeah, and they're trying to, in the same token, rid us of a right to defend life itself, James.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and this is, see, the interesting thing, if we look at the pattern of what the left is trying to do, they're trying most of all to change the subject. They want to change the subject because their track record, now that they're in power, is abysmal. They've accomplished zero except to harm.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the borders, we look at the crime, we look at the economy, it is a terrible, terrible track record. So let's change the subject. So when there are mass shootings, the shift is, and especially when we look at rising crime, to not make it the fault of where it belongs, in local leadership, in Soros-funded prosecutors, in people calling for defunding the police and disrespecting the police, in policies of reduced bail, of decriminalizing crime, of failure to prosecute. Those are creating a nightmare, and especially where I live in Southern California, just turning us into a third world community. And to distract from that, let's blame all crime on the instrument, an inanimate object, a gun.
Yes.
And then, of course, the idea of the turning the attention towards the individual, to take away what is a God-given, inherent right, the ability to defend yourself, your family, your community. The absurdity of it is lost in the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the idea. And if you look
exactly.
at the Democrat Party,
yeah.
what they've been doing mm-hmm. is glomming onto, pouncing on anything that can distract and change the subject from that track record.
Well, what you want to do, James, you know, excuse me for interrupting here for just a moment, but just what you want to do is give a party that has such a lust, an insatiable lust for power and control, even more power and control. Let's just lay all our guns at their feet and surrender 100% to them because they've been so trustworthy so far, right? Is that what we're to believe?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, right now in China, they've locked down just an incredible tens of millions of people in Shanghai, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with health. Zero. And they're starving these people, and they're harming them. And the most draconian lockdown measures other than China were in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. What do all those countries have in common? They disarmed their people. And so now there's a call to do that here. But the important thing is that right preexisted the United States. That is a God-given right. And the idea that, you know, upstanding citizens who've never committed a crime would all of a sudden be deprived of the means of self-defense at a time when the police aren't available.
Exactly.
I think we see the agenda. So, interestingly, here we're in Los Angeles, right near where I live, all of a sudden there's been like a boomerang effect. I think it's had an effect on people like Bill Maher and Elon Musk and people who have been red-pilled of recent times, because there's a new crime that's come into being called follow home robberies, and large groups, gangs of criminals, well armed, are staking out exclusive clubs, fancy restaurants, and looking for very expensive cars and people who are in fancy clothes and people that live in areas that normally don't have to worry about crime, and they're following them, ambushing them, and robbing them, and sometimes burglarizing the home. And it's affecting the wealthy class, the elite. And we're talking about local police that describe this, where there's like a bunch of carloads of criminals, well-armed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like a little caravan.
Yeah, it's like you got smashing grabs now that have left the marketplace and they're going to these high rent and very expensive home and neighborhoods, right?
Right, yes. And what is this? And we have now, they're in office, about two dozen prosecutors who do not prosecute, who follow the George Soros blueprint because they were financed from Soros-connected entities. And I mentioned, you know, like this, if you take away bail, if you decriminalize felonies, if you reduce sentences and you abuse prosecutorial discretion, let people back out in the street. We see this all the time in Southern California. Well, of course, you're going to have rising crime. If they did in COVID, they let people out of prison. Mm. And so they are they hold the responsibility for this, but they want to say, hey, look over there. Look at that shiny object over there. Look at that assault weapon. That's what did it. That's why we have rising crime, is what they say. And, of course, it's just a meaningless distraction. And it is there, you know, what was it that Raul Emanuel said? Don't let crisis go to waste,
right?
It's a shooting. Mm-hmm. They're gonna do it only if it fits their narrative.
But James, how do we offset this? Because, like you said, it's emotional. And if we get caught in the statistics, I mean, we're in the, you know, this is long division. I mean, there needs to be a simple answer here that I insist is based on our Second Amendment right. We've got to be able to, to deliver that, that defense of our natural God-given right in such a way that takes it out of the emotion, takes it away from statistics, because they don't want to hear about reason. This has been so emotionalized, right? So what's your counsel? We got a minute left.
Sure. It's simple. The words shall not be infringed. In its own amendment, in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, mm-hmm. is the right to bear arms. There's not a single reasonable, honest, legal expert, constitutional expert, who will argue that it means anything but the individual right to bear arms. And if people are honest, then they should say, we want to amend the Constitution. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
But don't try to do it by executive order, by legislation, by any other means, because that Constitution is the supreme law of the land, period.
Amen. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James Herson has been with us. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
God bless you. Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. That quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested the Biden administration is out of options to lower gas prices in America. While testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday, she continued to lay the blame on events outside of the United States.
Well, prices are very high, in part because of, importantly, because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, this year marks the 30th anniversary of the world's largest K-12 science competition. And joining us from the National Press Club is Mr. Fascinate, Justin Schaefer. He's here to introduce some of the winners of the Toshiba NSTA National Science Teaching Association Explora Vision Awards. Now, Schaefer is famously known for promoting science education through media and TED Talks. He's here with student winners from Queen of Peace in Salem, Oregon, Esau Segura, Audrey Weigel, Jonathan Barra, and Claire Stout. Everybody, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about this. Congratulations to the award winners and Justin, to you and everybody else that promotes this science competition. I mean, 30 years of doing this, I mean, it's come a long way, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the Toshiba NSTA Explore Vision Challenge is the largest K-12 science competition in the world, and it's really unlike any other. It allows kids to explore their imaginations and create projects like this one, and also learn about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. So, a really cool project, really cool opportunities.
Yeah, what makes these awards so special, I can imagine, you know, for anybody that's been following this, is to just observe the innovation from these young kids. I mean, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, you kind of see the things that they come up with, and you're like, dang, why didn't I come up with that?
Yeah.
Exactly. I should have thought about that, and then I could be a winner. But that's not the case. Esau, Audrey, Jonathan, and Claire are this year's winners. And I guess I should ask them about their idea and how it works. Who's gonna speak for the kids? Okay. Anybody gonna say anything?
Our project is a hovering machine. Mm-hmm. That injects capsules into the ground that grow mycelium, which is a mushroom, and degrade the plastic. It uses important technology such as solar panels, LIDAR, compression systems, GPS, AI, and apps.
So, Audrey, who came up with this idea?
But it was kind of like we all had different problems with plastic. Like, we were all trying to, like, some of us were trying to plant gardens and stuff, and we couldn't because there was plastic in the soil, so it just didn't really work.
Mm-hmm. So, Esau, can I ask you, if you're near a microphone, as to, you know, the inspiration of this winning science project, you know, from your perspective, what inspired you?
I kind of wanted to help to remove plastic because I knew that plastic is a very big problem, so I wanted to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is amazing. You know, we see plastic everywhere, especially when it really breaks our hearts is when, you know, you go to the ocean, right? You want to go swimming and you see this mound of plastic, and then you understand the problems that it creates for the animal life there too. So I can appreciate your desire to do something about it. Claire, if you're with us, what would you say to other kids to get them excited about science?
This competition is very fun. Although it's a lot of work, the work definitely pays off, especially if you keep going through it, because if you quit halfway through, you're giving up, and that never does anything for you.
Exactly. Jonathan, for you, what did this opportunity, and of course winning this award, what does this mean for you?
It means that I have learned a lot from this competition. I have learned, like, new things that even existed. So, it was really fun.
Well, I imagine it inspired you to think, you know, first of all, when you first started putting the idea together and getting the team together, and then at the end of the experience to see what you've been able to accomplish. I mean, gosh, you're going to take this experience, you know, for the rest of your life and see what it means to have teamwork and to have an objective and have success, right?
Yeah, it means a lot to me.
That's so cool. I'm so excited for you guys. Justin, back to you. What are some of the other winning innovations?
There's so many cool projects. This year we've got CCBot, which is a nanorobot that goes into your heart and tries to help with cardiovascular disease. We've got the Diabetic Balance Shoe, which helps to alleviate issues with diabetes. We've got the No Nightmare Pajamas, which attaches electrodes to pajamas and helps monitor sleep patterns for kids to get a little bit more sleep at night. I mean, there's thousands of projects that came out this year, over 2,000 in fact, and 6,000 K-12 students in the U.S. and Canada. And in the past 30 years, 450,000 students have participated, coached by up to 30,000 teachers. So truly monumental.
Justin, I got to tell you, this isn't the kind of science I grew up with. I mean, this is at a whole nother level, isn't it? I mean, nightmare pajamas, are you kidding me?
Yeah, when I was their age, I was a class clown. I wasn't thinking about science, you know. And I tell the kids, you know, a lot of times we learn about science and we learn about fun facts about igneous and metamorphic rocks or how many moons Jupiter has, but we don't think about practical applications that can solve problems in the real world. And competitions like Explore Vision allow students to do just that. The fungi plastivore purifier, which these kids have worked on, is an excellent example of that, and it's clear why they won.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. You know, I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I was always getting kicked out of science because I like to see things explode. And I made the teachers nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay to see things explode as long as it's making the world a better place.
Exactly, and you do it in a safe place, and I did. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, let's see if we can blow up a couple of classroom chairs with a couple of kids in them. I mean, it wasn't anything like that, so don't get any ideas, you know. So it was safe, but they just said, well, you know, you're just taking science a little bit too far. But heck, I, you know, who knows? If I'd have thought about nightmare pajamas at that time, hey, you know, we could have started this a lot earlier. But this is amazing, Justin. I got to imagine as you go out and you see all this innovation and the ideas that these kids have. I mean, this gives you a sense of the strength of America's future, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that these Gen Z and Gen Alpha kids that are coming up, I mean, they're super inspiring because not only are they super tech savvy, but they're also social media literate. And I was speaking to the young people yesterday about the importance of communication of their science, right? Not only is it cool to do research projects like this, but if you can break down your research in a way that's easy to understand, it can help the world understand why it's important.
Hey, Jonathan, let me ask you, bring you back here as a spokesperson, you know, for the group, for the Esau and Audrey and Claire. What would you say to next year's competitors who should be thinking about next year's award? Because here, you know, this, as we said, is the 30th anniversary, and God willing, we'll be able to experience the 31st anniversary. So what would you say to next year's competition?
I would say that it is a very fun project, and that if you win, it's a very happy experience.
I bet. High fives for everybody, right?
Yep.
And what did your school say? What did Queen of Peace in Salem, Oregon have to say about your victory?
They all were really excited. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had kids congratulating me everywhere.
Isn't that cool? That is so awesome. You guys, you give me so much hope. And I know that for our audience that is hearing this and celebrating with you this grand victory, congratulations to Esau Segura, Audrey Weigel, Jonathan Barra, and Claire Stout for being the winner of this year's 30th anniversary of the world's largest K-12 science competition. And Justin, as we wrap things up, two things. The importance of programs like this, and where can they go for more information so that they can get involved next year?
Programs like Explore Vision show kids that it's possible to actually solve problems they care about. These are some brilliant young kids, but if you're listening to this today and you're a parent, you can inspire your kids to pursue this thing too. So it's all possible, and STEM is the future.
And the website that they can go to, or a number they can go to for more information?
For more information, check out explorevision.org.
He's Mr. Fascinate, and you know why, Justin Schaefer. Justin, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, and congratulations. High five to all the kids. Great job.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. 6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Alveda King is with us, the chairman of the Center for American Dream at American First Policy Institute. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How are you?
It's good. Great to be with you as well.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you particularly about Roe v. Wade and what looks, as an optimistic sign coming from the Supreme Court. Give us a breakdown on what you see happening.
Well, if we just look back just a few weeks ago when there was a leak and so much controversy over how did somebody get an opinion from the Supreme Court prematurely, and there was suspicion as to who leaked it, which side leaked it, turned out it forced a conversation that needed to occur with people really taking a look at what is the Doe case. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. the Dobbs case.
Yes, Dobbs, yes, right.
Yes, Roe v. Bolton, that was earlier, but the Dobbs case. And with the Dobbs case, it will send the issue and questions about abortion and the legality back to the states to determine, to reexamine, so the people would get an opportunity to see what has happened since Roe v. Wade became law that made, well, a decision that made abortion legal in this country. So ultrasounds have happened, women's testimonies about how much harm was done to them because of the abortions, the fathers regretting the abortion, and, you know, other things. The economy was affected by abortion because you kill a significant amount of babies who would have been born who have worked to pay into Social Security, for example. So
exactly.
All of those kinds of issues can be reexamined when a Dobbs case goes back to the state.
Yes. So
I don't want to use the word if, I want to use the word when, because it seems to be very promising.
Right.
One of the justices did say that that was a draft of an opinion. So it's very likely. We're waiting. We thought we were going to have something this week. It doesn't seem as though we will, maybe next week.
Well, we've been also waiting to see the court standing out in unanimity
against the release here and coming to a conclusion to find out exactly who did something that was unprecedented and could end up costing them their jobs. But that's a side issue. More importantly is what you and I have been talking about from day one, and that is the experiential anecdotal information that has been coming down in droves since the passing of Roe v. Wade in 1973, right?
Absolutely. And there have been other cases along the way that were not always decided favorably for life, but gave room for a reexamination of the whole issue. So here we are again.
Well, and I think that from a standpoint, because of God's grace and mercy, Alveda, that we find ourselves at this point. I mean, if any of us were God and we were convicted of killing 63 million plus babies, that's it. You're done. But God in his grace and mercy has brought us to this point. And hopefully it is to come to the proper decision. As you say, let it go back to the states. Let them decide what's going on. Those on the left would want you to believe that this is a total eradication of, of abortion. That is not the case. It's a reanalysis in light of, oh, yes, right, the science and anecdotal information very powerfully that you said, and I'm glad to hear you say that it's not only women but men who are realizing, as you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, that an increasing number of men are realizing, oh my God, I've participated in the death of my child.
And the other point with that, and that's too, men do regret lost fatherhood. Jack Brewer over at America First Policy Institute, over at the Center 1776 and Opportunity Now, he is pushing for fathers and bringing fathers back front and center into the relationships, into the home, into the issues that impact our families, and it's very important. And when you actually think of it this way, God's grace and mercy, which you mentioned, now, if it had not been for God's grace and mercy, because I used to be pro-choice, and I had abortions, two abortions and a miscarriage because of damage done to my body by the abortion. President Trump used to be pro-choice. He became yes. pro-life. And so that's what the opponents really fear. The more you examine the question and put the facts out there, the more people are going to wake up and say, this is wrong.
Exactly.
So they wanted to shut it down. They've not been able to because the discussion is here now. And a point was made to me recently, explaining to everybody that Dobbs will not end abortion immediately. It will just send it back for reexamination at the states for we the people to elect people who are going to be fair and look at the issues properly. However, on an earlier phone call, someone said, well, why don't you just ask people to reexamine what an abortion is and ask people, is there any case you can consider where it would have been better not to abort, and why would it have been better not to abort, and how could it be better to not abort if people were more helpful in affirming life? And then ask people again, do you know what an abortion looks like? Do you know what an abortion does to a human being? So these are questions that are now being reexamined, and rightfully so, and we just need to continue, but not with judgment, not with anger, and all of that, but just depending on God's grace to open more eyes. And I want to change the subject and come right back to it, Bill, because you didn't ask me this. But to open blind eyes, you know, people say we're not, people say we're colorblind. We don't see color. We need to see color because that's ethnicity. We need to see the baby in the womb, which we can easily do with these ultrasounds now. So it's time to stop turning a blind eye to everything that we don't want to deal with.
Exactly. Well, and you say, people will ask you, will ask these questions. It reminds me of people who came to Jesus and said, look, if you just show us one more miracle, we'll believe you. And he almost had to laugh at them. And it's almost the same way. I mean, here, you've produced a movie on Roe v. Wade. There's a great documentary, A Matter of Life. I mean, there has been a profound number of very powerful scientific expressions of abortion. I don't know what else people need to see to be convinced that this is absolutely evil, and listen to the broken hearts of women such as yourself who bought into the narrative that here was abortion was supposed to be
rare and safe. And we're finding out time and again, it's not so. We have women committing suicide because the grief and the realization of having participated in an abortion is so immense and so troubling for them. They'd rather die than to live with the pain of knowing that they killed their child, right?
And safe, legal, and rare, the only part of that that's true, and Hillary Clinton, she actually ran on some of that. But it's only legal. It's not rare, and it's not safe. Abortion is just legal. And so women are suicidal, as you say, just grief-stricken and all that. Jesus healed me from mine. It really the love and blood of Jesus to heal me. And that's available to all of us, thank goodness, and that's back Amen. To the mercy of God. So this is the time and this is the season for this, Bill. It just
is. Yes. It's interesting, based on what you're saying, is that here we are at this point in time. This is an appointed time that God has set aside for us to deal with this issue. Will he be honored and glorified?
This is the time. This is the time we have to answer God. And there are a lot of people who know the truth, but they don't want to tell the truth because they don't want the heat. They don't want to be ostracized or the peer pressure. So they look the other way, and that's there. I'm saying blind, can't see, can't talk. No, it's time to speak up and to strengthen our elected officials with our votes that say, hey, when we vote for you, we want you to stand firm on this, and we will stand with you.
Is God judging America, Elvita?
Judgment is always here. Judgment, but mercy overrides judgment. So there is judgment, absolutely, but there's always an opportunity to repent in the middle of judgment. So this is the time to repent. It's time.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that is so critical, because it comes at that moment where you're confronted with the truth of God, and what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose life and death? If you choose life, then that will bring you to your knees, because you have to reconcile yourself with the truth of God, don't you?
We have to reconcile ourselves with the truth of God, repent, forgive others. Repent and forgive the doctor who did those abortions, those doctors. I had to forgive all of the circumstances that brought me to it, those choices. So when we repent and we forgive others, God forgives us, and we are healed.
Well, this is such an important time, I believe, in this country's history, and dare I say the world's history, because as it goes in America, so it goes around the world. We're realizing this, that America's tentacles, its impact, its influence around the world should not be underestimated. And the world is looking at us, as Ronald Reagan said, that light on a hill. And we are light bearers of the truth of God. And here's our opportunity to come before the Father, to cry out for repentance, to be reconciled to a holy and awesome God that says, Alvita, he says to us, I love you, and I want you to be with me, doesn't he? You got about 50 seconds left. I'm going to let you finish it up. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I'm thankful for the airwaves that belong to us. The prince of the power of air has been defeated by Christ. And we proclaim these truths. Bill, you keep raising that banner. We are salt and we are light. We must continue to tell the truth and trust in the Lord.
Dr. Alvita King, chairman of the Center for the American Dream at America First Policy Institute. God bless you, Alvita. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio?